What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast, coming to you live yet again from my mom's basement. I'm sitting in a pair of pajamas. It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I've got that nice, sweet taint sweat from where, you know, your pajama shorts that are probably made out of flammable material. They just get sucked into the leather couch that you've had in your basement since, I don't know, 87. That's where I'm at emotionally. Ooh, God, I'll tell you what, quarantine hasn't been good for my skin, hair, nails, but my voice, she's coming back. Listen, I hope everyone is staying home, staying healthy, staying safe. I'm going to get to a bunch of the voicemails on this episode. And I want you to know I went through them and I've been giggling my ass off. And some of them are just ridiculous. And some of them just touched me, made me cry, all of the things. So I'm going to try and bring you a plethora of options today. I want to say thank you for keeping me encouraged. Listen, this is a one-woman operation over here. You know, I've said this, we have to be very strategic and careful about what we're putting in our brains, what we're consuming in our hearts, in our bodies. You know, mostly it should be Cheez-Its, alcohol, and Real Housewives. Dumb, very basic level things should we be consuming right now. I say that because if you've heard on some of the other episodes, I said for me and my mental health, I had to turn off the news. I know at this point I'm doing everything that I can in my power, doing social distancing, staying safe, masking the hell up, showering when I come home from the grocery store, Lysoling everything down, like trying to go out as absolutely little as possible, only for essentials. I am doing my part. I cannot help the fact that 155,000 other people in my city are not doing their part. Okay. But in the meantime, I've realized me watching the news all day long is not going to help my mental health. I still have to stay smart, stay safe, stay woke, but stay fucking sane, doggy. My mom, and I know this is a generational thing, but they always had the news on in the background 24/7. And I just did a moratorium. I said, we're shutting it down. I need to watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I need some just basic, vain bullshit. And that's not me drowning out what's happening. I'm just saying for the meantime, until I can get my head in a good space for my mental sanity and for the sanity of everybody else in my house, we're keeping the news off. We're keeping it off. Keeping it off. And that's how we're rolling. I will say this though, guys. I hope this isn't too on the nose, but Chris Cuomo. We know Andrew Cuomo, politics aside, whatever you believe in, he's fucking crushing New York. He's like a big dick zaddy who came in. He's like, let me tell y'all something right now. We're opening extra hospitals. Kabam! Put his dick on the table. He's like, I'm getting PPEs, personal protection equipment for everybody. Shabam! Put his balls on the table. I'm telling you right now, we're going to be delivering meals to whoever needs them. Shalow! Taint on the table. And that is how I have sex. I'm sorry. I don't know why the soundtrack Shaboy was so funny to me. Andrew Cuomo's killing it. I mean, he's already a zaddy, but I'll tell you the only news that I have been tuning into is Chris Cuomo. And I found his daughter on TikTok. I know that sounds creepy, but she's young and she's like, I think she's probably like 17, 16. So I feel weird that he has a child that's old enough to like you know, she and I could go to the mall together and like hit up a Claire's. So that feels a little weird, but he is hot. And then Chris Cuomo, he got the COVID. And, you know, he's been talking about how it's been making him fucking depressed. And he's like trying to fight the fever and feels like shit. So shout out to everybody who is recuperating and getting through it. But I'll tell you what, Chris Cuomo, even in his illest state, sexy as hell. I never knew that he was the news anchor boner that I needed in my life. He is sexual. Chiseled face. And I've never really been into chiseled faces. I'm more of a full face kind of gal. You know, I like softer features in the face, a nice beard. Again, I identify as a lumbersexual. Don't really go for the chiseled baby faces because I usually know that they end up having ripped abs and what am I going to do with that? But my God, he's sexy the way he enunciates. You know what I mean? Just he's just raw. He's to the point, but he brings in that personal moment to really pull you in. I've never been so horny watching the little news that I do watch. Jeff and I made a pact. He said, we're only going to watch Chris Cuomo. I agreed to it because quite frankly, you know, makes my underwear a little tight. And Jeff likes him because I think it makes his underwear tight too. You know what I mean? In the words of, you know, I don't know, Kanye, no homo, but homo. You feel me? Shout out to all my gay men out there. Love you, mean it. But man, we're just, you know, I don't even know what fucking week we're in. Can I be very candid and honest with you? I had a conversation with my producer, Michelle, on the podcast, and she was like, it's really interesting right now. You know, we were just kind of going through like what people are wanting to listen to. And, you know, we've always kept it 100 on the damn absolutely not podcast. But apparently like all the murder mysteries and all the like the serials and the murder mystery podcasts are not doing great right now. And I was like, yeah, no shit, because nobody wants to hear that shit. We are in crazy dark times. Everybody wants to just giggle and have a little bit of levity. So we're here. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to go through your fucking ding-dong voicemails that are absolutely making me pee myself. Okay, I got to give a shout out right now. Obviously, I've shout out all the healthcare workers. Thank you. My essential workers, everybody at the grocery store. But I need to give a huge friggin' shout out to the people in the beauty industry. I want to say thank you to everybody who's coloring hair, who does nails, my esthetician, who gets the blackheads out of my face. Let me tell you right now, Tammy Taylor, who is like legit, this is not sponsored, this is just my girl. Tammy Taylor is this old school nail lady. She is fabulous, has blonde hair, real Southern. I think she's from Florida or Michigan or maybe California. Yeah, I think it's California. She's everything. She basically like invented acrylic nails. She's the OG old school, like she invented gel nails. Guru. She sent me a packet and today I have literally been soaking off my gel nails that I get them from this girl in New York who's incredible and my nails will last like 2 months. But finally they were starting to break off and get to that point where I had to redo it. But so Tammy sent me this kit. I have literally spent an hour just trying to get my gel nail off. Should have just read the fucking directions. I was supposed to buff before I soaked. Naturally, I think that I go to the nail salon so much I know what the fuck I'm doing. I soaked, then tried to buff, broke two nails, took me twice as long. And I get it. I get why when you go to a nail salon, the attitudes and the tensions are already high. Okay, no wonder they wear a fucking mask. I'm woofing acetone down. Probably going to have diarrhea later because once it goes through my digestive system, it's going to clean me out from the chemicals. If I had to sit all day long, do your nails, listen to your jackass, sit on your Bluetooth, call the other mommies in your mommy and me group and bitch and complain, and then tell me that middle finger looks a little crooked. And while I'm woofing down acetone, I'd have a fucking attitude too. I get it. But shout out to Tammy Taylor for sending me this kit. I apologize. I should have just read the directions. Y'all, she has the best YouTube videos ever. And just a side note, I get asked all the time, the color red that I usually have on my nails is called a red balloon or balloon red. I think red balloon. And it's by Tammy Taylor. But shout out to the people in the beauty industry who went to school for this, who actually have degrees. We're out here. I'm surprised the seventh layer of my fucking skin hasn't come off because of the chemicals. And you know when you get like a hangnail and you pull out the hangnail and then you have a little bit of an open wound on the right side of your index finger and then you soak it in the acetone and your eyes roll back in your head and it feels like there's just fireballs coming out of your toes because the acetone is now soaked into the bed of your finger. That's what I fucking did. I've done it all wrong. Should have read the directions. I was like, I don't need to look at anything. I know how to do this. You get the cotton swabs out. You soak it in the acetone. Then you put the foil on. You sit there and bitch for 15 minutes about how long is this going to take? And then they scrape. You get the cuticles. You do a little oil. You do some buffing. Make it a little rough zone. So then the gel will stick. You put it in the light. You pull it out of the light. You do two more. Then you put it back in the light. Top coat, oil, squeegee it off. You're good to go. I could have full set by now. But instead, I decided to dick around and do it my way. Guess what, Heather? You're not a fucking professional. Absolutely not. To just reaching out and saying, hey, can somebody help me? Thank you to everybody in the industry who has kept us looking flawless. Flawless. Shout out to my hair girls. Shout out to my facialist, Madison in New York, who does my highlights. You're the shit. You know what I mean? Karen at See a Beauty, who does my facials. You're the shit. Emmy, Marisol, you do my nails. You're the shit. I love you all. And I just want to say thank you because I fucked it up. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I've taken years off my life just by burning the tips of my fingers off with acetone. I casually interrupt the podcast. Y'all know I have sciatica. It flares up my back, down my right leg, and it just makes my ass cheek throb. And honestly, I've been doing my stretches. I can't go get a deep tissue massage. And I've been trying to work out and stay physically active, but it's driving me nuts. Living with chronic pain is truly the worst. But here's the thing. I have found this stuff. It's called Omax Health. And it's a cryo-freeze CBD roll-on, which was developed by the company Omax Health. It's non-prescription, triple-action pain relief roll-on that is specially formulated to block pain receptors, reduce inflammation, and improve muscle and joint flexibility. The best part is, listen, it's 100% natural. I get really weary about getting in that painkiller world and doing all that. This is basically like cryo freeze with CBD for your muscles. I'm obsessed with it. I've been using it. I make Jeff roll it on my right butt cheek every night, right where my piriformis is, where that sciatic nerve just can't release. And it's been literally helping me sleep through the night. Now, I got a brand new puppy. He's not helping me sleep through the night, but at least I'm not waking up with a pinched nerve up my tuchus. You feel me? Here's the thing. You can try, that's right, the full bottle of CryoFreeze CBD Pain Relief Roll-On, plus free shipping, and listeners will get 20% off. This discount also applies towards any other product site-wide. Just go to omaxhealth.com today and enter code ABSOLUTELY, that is O-M-A-X, health.com, and enter code ABSOLUTELY to get 20% off CryoFreeze and everything else site-wide. You're going to thank me later when you're sleeping like a baby because your ass isn't on fire. Now, back to the podcast.
From the offices of Create and Cultivate, I'm Jacqueline Johnson, and this is Work Party, a podcast for working women that support each other's successes. In each episode, we bring in leading female powerhouses for career real talk and BS-free advice. Ready to create and cultivate the career of your dreams? Well, welcome to Work Party, the podcast.
My mom finally fucking colored her hair. It was getting so bad. I said, I can't even look at you. You've given up. She colored her hair. My sister's doing her roots right now. Unfortunately, I don't have just a put on a base root and go. I usually have 65 pounds of foil on my head. We do full highlights because you know I'm not a natural blonde. Not even close. I might be a fucking redhead for all I know at this point. So my system's a little bit more complicated. I think I'm just going to let it grow. And I'm on wait for the professional. I've already fucked up my nails. I'm not going to fuck up my hair. I'm going to wait. Because if I tried to foil and highlight my own hair, I would end up lifting off into outer space because I do it wrong. The foil would connect with, I don't know, Orion's belt. Next thing you know, a meteor would come down, blow my head off. That's my luck. I'm a Pisces. We get ourselves into this. Virgos get themselves into things because they lie a lot. Pisces get themselves into things because they're big dreamers and think they can do it all and then have to come back and ask for a little bit of help. And that's on God. I know y'all, I've been saying this. I've heard it on TikTok, Instagram. Everyone's like, that's on God, period. Point blank, on God. I'm like, is that basically like saying, oh my God, or swear to God? I don't know, which are really two things growing up I was not supposed to say. I could say fuck, but I was never allowed to say, oh my God. I don't know. I just keep saying, on God, that's on God, which to me seems like you're saying, you know, and that's the truth. Lean with it, rock with it. That's what's good. All right. So, you know, this is where we're at. We're quarantined. We're staying safe. I'll tell you another thing. Jeff also looked at me today. He could see like the beads of sweat rolling down my face as I'm soaking these fucking nails off. He goes, can I be honest with you, Heather? This seems like a lot. Like, I feel like your beauty regimen is a lot. And I got so angry. Do you know when you can feel, gentlemen who are listening to this, I apologize. You know when you can feel the top of like your vagina suck back into your body, essentially your clitoris, suck back into your body because you're like that. Because you're so angry. I hope that sound effect was helpful to you for a visual. I could feel the steam heat like a cartoon bull. Just, I had a nose ring. I was Dennis Rodman in North Korea playing basketball with Kim Jong-un. That's where I was at. That's the level of anger I was at. I said, no fucking shit, Sherlock. Yeah, Jeff. Because when you see the girls on Instagram, they have 75 filters. They all do this sepia tone where they have bleach blonde hair, orange skin, gray, icy blue eyes. It ain't real, fool. It's fake. It's all fake. And I've been trying to be honest and real about it. When I look good, it's because I got four pairs of Spanx on, smooth as a kitten. Okay? Jeff looked at me the other day and kind of in like a, oh God. Oh, like it's all starting to unravel. Look, and I looked at him. I said, let me tell you something, motherfucker. You watched a three-day seminar on intermittent fasting. If you can't figure out intermittent fasting in the first 10 minutes, it ain't gonna work for you, fool. Jeff just has done his quote unquote research on intermittent fasting and now just starts eating at noon. I go, could have told you that's called a fast. And then I had hate sex with him. You know what I mean? Where he like annoys you so much that you're like, okay, well now I have to have wild, wild sex where I take my one last hooker nail that's still left and just hit you right under the shoulder blade. I am still having lots of quarantine sex, protected, of course, but I'm kind of to the point where it's just like, it is what it is. Also, if you hear some noise in the background, I'm in my mom's basement and we got this wild, janky ass 1987 ice maker. I swear to God, it sounds like the ghost of Christmas past is coming back to haunt you and it's doing its thing and I can't stop it. This is the only quiet, semi-quiet room in the house. I got Robin upstairs doing zoomies like a French bulldog on the fucking couch, losing her shit with conspiracy theories and redecorating the house. She's moved her blue and white. It's technically, I don't know the proper term, but it's like a Chinese pattern. You guys know what I'm talking about. Interior designers, you know what I'm talking about. She's moved those all over the house. You got Ashley, my sister, the fucking Georgia Law lady, who I got a lot of great response. Y'all loved her, so I'm definitely going to bring her back on the podcast. She, when she gets on a fucking conference calls, does her own zoomies. Ashley is a pacer. She literally, and this is what her foot sounds like. Did you hear that? I'm sorry. For a tiny, brittle bones woman, she's stomping all over the fucking house, doing 110 laps. I finally said, you're driving me fucking crazy. If I didn't know any better, I would think that you had a tick, some sort of mental tick that's keeping you going in circles. So Robin's doing the zoomies decorating. Ashley's doing the zoomies on conference calls. And I gotta be honest with you, she was on a 3.5-hour conference call with her friend the other day, and they were just gossiping about other people. You know, just bullshitting, like, oh, you know, did you see what Mark put on Facebook? I'm like, this isn't a fucking business call. If you want to take these, why don't you go outside and get some fresh air and put on your Bluetooth? Jeff is now pretending to pressure wash things. You know, he's keeping a social distancing, just going from neighbor to neighbor, basically, because it's keeping him, I guess, you know, idle hands, keeping him busy. I think he's actually playing poker with somebody three doors down and not telling us. He's not really, but you know what I mean? Sleep with one eye open with that guy, intermittent fasting. Just skip a meal. This is a time to bring us together, but I got to be honest with you. When I'm locked up raw with two other McMahons and a Jeff Daniels, I'm looking at the glass half empty. Everyone's driving me friggin' nuts. I know y'all are going crazy too, and we're going to talk about all the things. So why don't I do this? Enough of my bitching. Absolutely, yes, though, to being safe, to seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. We're going to giggle and we're going to laugh and we got to just talk about the things that are making us itch because that's real life, baby. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know the fucking cure to COVID. I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, I can even help you. It's so a mask, not my wheelhouse. My wheelhouse is having an open, honest, raw conversation so we can giggle and we can get our minds off things. All right, I'm going to get into the voicemails. Y'all, do me a favor. Keep calling into the hotline. These voicemails are friggin' fantastic. If you can, though, make them, you know, get to the point. I had one lady called me 16 times. She's like, It's Leslie again. Heather, I got cut off the last time. That's because your voicemails are 8.5 minutes long. I only really have an hour for this podcast. Do my fucking producer a favor. Chill out. Have you ever worked on a zip file, a zip drive, a little Dropbox, maybe a WeTransfer? I'm going to need you to condense your story. 3 points. What's your name? Hey, my name's Heather. Hey, I live in Atlanta, Georgia. My absolutely not is my husband who watched a 3-hour intermittent fasting video on the couch and hasn't even started the program. Gotta go. Bye. Click. On to the next one. Love you, mean it. All right. We're going to get into these voicemails. Let's start with our first caller. Hey, Claire, what do you got to say?
Hi, Heather. This is Claire. I'm calling from sunny Miami, which I think you're not a big fan of, but that's okay because I love it and I know you'd want me to live my best life here. But I do have a little bit of Southern pride. My dad is from Jacksonville, Florida, so I feel like we have a little bit of a connection, you and I, that way. But I'm calling with an absolutely yes, because I love when you shout people out that you don't like and use the name Claire. I know you're not talking about me. I know you and I would jive really great and we would get along, so I don't take it personally. And people whose names you use who happen to take it personally just need to calm the fuck down. It's not that big a deal. People need to live their own truth and know that you would either connect or you wouldn't. And if you feel like we would get along, then relax. It's not a big deal. I feel like it's a tiny shout out to me every time you use my name in an Instagram story. And I think it's fabulous. So keep on, you know, living your best life. We're worshiping Jesus together. And I hope you have a great time in quarantine and you make every day of mine brighter. So have a good one. And oh, shout out to your sister. I'm a first year law student and I think she's the coolest. Have a good day. Bye.
Claire. This is friggin' amazing. Okay. One, shout out to Miami. You know, Miami. I don't hate Miami. It's just every time I've been down there, something very weird has happened. It's not my favorite city. Now, listen, Miami is where my parents met. My sister was born there. It's Florida in general. There's something about once you get, you know, when I grew up going to Florida, hell, I'm in Georgia. We have a place in Hammock Beach, Palm Coast. Shout out to the Atlantic. Grew up going to Seaside, Florida, Gulf Coast. What up? Shout out to your girl, Crystal Blue Waters. Rest in peace, the Red Bar, that burned down. But there's something about Miami. I can't put my finger on it. Maybe it's because, you know, I'll tell you why. Claire, I'll tell you why. There's two parts to your voicemail. One, thank you for understanding that when I say the name Claire, it's in jest. I'm being silly. In fact, I started using the name Claire because one of my best friends, Natalie Reed, her sister is named Claire. And I just, they had the cutest relationship. And I was like, oh my God, I love Claire. So I just started using the name Claire as that like funny, annoying, adorable sister. Shout out to Claire. Love you. Anyways, but you get it. I had a woman one time who called me and said, can you not use the word Karen, the name Karen? I said, that's the most fucking Karen thing I've ever heard for you to call and complain about the name Karen. Way to be a Karen. And two, thanks for understanding that I don't know how to feel about Florida. It's touch and go. Some days I'm into it. Some days I go, I don't understand. It's like another culture. Now, I got to be honest with you, Claire. When you say you're Southern, Florida is its own entity. I'd say, you know, Virginia, Kentucky, Missouri. Missouri people say they're Southern. Y'all, I've been to Missouri. Fuck, I'm going to get myself into trouble. Florida is not the South. Florida is Florida. And that's on God, period. That's on God. And doesn't mean y'all aren't special. You're definitely special. But it does mean that you're your own thing. And you know what, Claire? I got this. Because you're so cool and you get it, and you know we're having a little fun and we're giggling and we're being silly gooses, silly geese, silly guys. I don't know what the fuck, plural, it's just geese, right? Whatever. I'm going to do this. I'm going to come to Miami when we're let out of the house, when somebody lets me out of my French bulldog crate, and I'm going to come visit you. And I'm going to let you show me Miami. Welcome to Miami, Claire. Mi nombre Heather, and she's ready to get lit. I'm pretty sure my dad was a drug dealer in Miami. He spoke fluent Spanish, wore a gold chain, and worked in the airline biz. You tell me that's not sketch. Triggered. That's right. Claire, that was friggin' amazing. I'm obsessed with you. Thank you so much for calling in. You get it. These are the kind of voicemails I'm here for. And now let's get back to the next voicemail.
Hey, Heather. My name's Natalie. I'm from Alabama. Also went to Ole Miss, hottie toddy. I haven't absolutely not. I shop for older people at the grocery store and I go on errands. It's my job. They're my people. I love them. So during this quarantine, I've gone shopping for them once a week. Well, today at Publix, I was in the Coke aisle, like the Diet Coke, Coke soda aisle. And I was wearing my mask, had my precautions, was in my own little world. And all of a sudden, I see this hand reaching over my shoulder in my peripheral. I took two steps forward, and the lady goes, she was getting a Mountain Dew, by the way. She goes, I'm so sorry, I'm not doing the 6 feet apart thing. And they go, oh, okay. Turned around. She didn't have a mask on. She was probably like 30-something years old. I was like, you got to be kidding me. You just got to be kidding me. And she admitted it. Anyway, absolutely not to be in people's personal space right now and then joking about it and saying how you're not doing things to help. Anyway, love you. Love your podcast. You're getting us through this. Okay, bye.
Okay, Natalie from Alabama. Wow, this is very quarantine specific. One, I want to say thank you, Natalie, for going out there and taking care of the elders in your community. You weren't specific. I'm going to guess that you do some sort of work with people who are older. You said they're your people. I love and respect that. That's how I feel truly about bartenders and, you know, bulldogs. Those are my people. We take care of each other. I walk into a bar. They take care of me. I take care of them. When I see anything with a smush face on the street, i.e. Frenchies, bulldogs, any brachiocephalic dog, shout out to the snorers. I give them love. They give me love back. So I don't know what kind of capacity you work for older people, but thank you so much. Whether they're just your buddies or you actually, you know, work in a nursing home or do in-home care, we thank you for your service. So let me get this straight. You're at fucking Publix. Shout out to Publix, the best supermarket ever. Side note, I would hit, if I could get the organic level of Whole Foods put into a Publix and Trader Joe's, because I'll be honest with you, I get my meat at Whole Foods. I can buy some things at Publix, like meat-wise, but everything else, you know, it's just that good, good. You get the pub sub, they got great cheeses, good breads, great produce. Everything else, though, shout out to Publix. And then Trader Joe's, their name brand stuff is the fucking shit. I can't live without Trader Joe's. Anyways, enough about fucking grocery stores. I digress. All right, so let me get this straight. You're in the Coke aisle trying to get some soda pop for one of your elders, and you've got a bitch reaching over you for Mountain Dew, I hope you turned around and just went, oh, oh, and barked at her. No, no, I know you didn't do that because you were still respecting social distancing. You had your PPE, proper protective equipment, no, personal protective equipment. But I hope your eyes locked with hers and it said, if I could take this mask off and it would be relevant and you'd understand why I'm barking at you, I would bark at you. You know, I hope you were able to close your eyes perfectly enough so that tiny little squint would signal to her you're pissed. One, why is this bitch buying Mountain Dew? What, is she going to the BMX games? Was she got a motocross, little motocross ramp in her backyard and her little son named fucking Barley? You know what I mean? It's one of those, like a Bentley, a Barley. She's like, my son needs his Mountain Dew. We've got to do his YouTube motocross videos later and he can't get on his bike unless he's got his Mountain Dew. That's exactly her situation. Now, you said she looked like she was in her early 30s. You know who else would be in her early 30s? A woman who named her kid Barley or Brantley or Bixley or Bentley. The kid's name's fucking Barley. I've already said it. The kid's name's Barley. He's got a fucking BMX bike, motocross, fucking mud pit in the back. And she's like, my son owns me. And he'll beat me up later if I don't show up with some Mountain Dew. Actually, here's the deal. Natalie, you're out there doing the Lord's work. We actually might need to do a wellness home check on this woman. I know you're only helping, you know, older people in the community, but can you maybe go back, check the security footage at Publix and check in on this woman? I think we need to find her. She might have a preteen on her hands. You know, she got pregnant early. She's got like a 13-year-old. He thinks he's a fucking TikTok YouTube star. She might need our help. She might be so shooketh at, you know, the abuse she's getting at home from this fucking little piece of shit named Barley, Brantley, Bentley. We might need to check in on her. What she did was wrong. But I'm just saying, I'm thinking outside the box right now, outside the UFC octagon ring, if you will, we might need to do a wellness check on her. And that's on God. That's on God.
Natalie, thank you for going out there and doing the shopping. And listen, it's confusing going to the fucking grocery store. Now, I have been the one who's been volunteering and going to the grocery store simply because I've got the muscle power. My sister can't throw 16 boxes of LaCroix in the back of the Jetta. She's got brittle fucking bones. You know, she's shaped like a soft butterfly. Robin sure as fuck not going out. So Jeff and I will go out. If we don't both have to go, if it's just getting a couple things and I'll just go, I've got my mask, my gloves. I've got my whole routine. I've been very smart about it. I wear, you know, track pants that have pockets on both sides. I don't touch my phone. I mean, I've got a system down, but it's still nerve wracking. I sweat through my fucking shirt. Every time I leave the grocery store, it's like I was in like Ocean's 11. You know, when they have like the lasers and they're trying to go through the museum to like steal the crystal jewel. You know, and the guy's got to tiptoe and do a fucking Cirque du Soleil act and like roll under a laser and pop up through the laser. That's how I'm navigating Trader Joe's right now. And then I get in my car. By the time I take my mask, my gloves off, I'm dizzy from the sweat. I'm wet. I'm as wet as I am sitting on this leather couch right now in my flammable pajamas in my undercarriage. Wet. But thank you for doing the Lord's work. I think this is a bigger conversation that we need to have. Maybe we need to be checking in on some of these young moms who have asshole kids. This woman could be tied up right now while her son's out there fucking X gaming. You know, he's like, Mom, why the fuck are you not making me nachos right now, bitch? And she's like, Barley, whatever you want. Because technically at this point, he's still getting money from his sponsors, aka Mountain Dew. He's the only one bringing in income. You know, so she's like, yes, master, I don't know what to do. We're going to have an uprising after this. A lot of moms who say, I'm done with the bullshit. I'm not doing it. So while I agree with you, this is some horse shit. She knew what she was doing. She acknowledged what was wrong. I think you're right. I think we need to check on her. I know you didn't come up with that. I came up with that. But did you see that reverse psychology I put on you, Natalie? We got to check in with her. Thanks for calling from Alabama. Now let's get to the next voicemail.
Hey, Heather, this is a quarantine. Absolutely not, from Kate in Michigan. I just heard your podcast about not knowing people's phone numbers, and I had an experience. I have four kids, two sets of twins, and yesterday I was home with them, and I kept getting a call from a number that I thought I recognized, but it wasn't programmed in my phone, so I kept ignoring it for about an hour until I got a text message from it and realized it was my oldest daughter. Someone had deleted her contact from my phone, and she was being held hostage by her younger sister in her bedroom because she thought she was stealing towel rack from her bathroom. So absolutely not to not knowing my own daughter's phone number and her being held hostage upstairs while I played a cooking fever game on my iPad. And I wouldn't answer the phone because I'm like, nope, don't know that number. Done. Okay, bye. And she was completely being terrorized by her 10-year-old sister. So learn them phone numbers, girl.
Kate from Michigan. This could not come at a better time. This is so friggin' funny. Okay, so let me get this straight. This is perfect because we were just talking about, you know, moms who might be trapped. And here you are sitting on your ass. I picture it now. It's your house in Michigan. Also, voice very Michigan, Kate. I love it, but so fucking Michigan. You're sitting at your house on your island. You know, with your iPad, you think the kids are upstairs, could be huffing paint for all we know. And you're ignoring the phone call, ignoring. Little do you know, your daughter, I don't know if you said her name, but I'm going to call her Emily, is up there tied up, chained up, being held captive, locked up, raw, by her sibling. And you're ignoring her. She's sending you SOS messages. Two things. One, you know, I'm crate training right now, Rigatoni, and it's been a lot. And sometimes I got to let them cry it out. And sometimes you got to let your kids figure it out. You know, I'm not a parent. I'm not here to tell you how to parent, but I think at least know I grew up with a sister. She would tie me up. She'd beat me up. She put me in a crate. And then one time, really off topic, we were walking around the neighborhood and this bitchy girl named Chelsea lived down the street from us. You know, when you just had that bitch, like little baby bitch of a next door neighbor, the girl I knew wasn't ever going to grow up to be particularly attractive. So I gave her some leniency and I was a really busted kid, but there was something like I knew my growth potential. And Chelsea, we were walking around and she had a wiener dog and I fucking hate wiener dogs. Now go with me. This story is relevant. And she said, I'm going to slap you like I slapped my wiener dog. And I'm maybe 8. And I said, what? She took the chain, the leash that had like the hard chain, and she whipped me with it. and I had a huge fucking bruise on my shoulder. And I was like, what the fuck, Chelsea? And I went home and I was like, Ashley, this bitch Chelsea just whipped me with her wiener dog leash. Ashley went to fucking Chelsea's house and whooped that ass. So even though my own sister tortured me, if I ever needed her to step up, she stepped up. And she whooped Chelsea's ass. And Chelsea's parents came over. And my mom goes, you want to see the fucking welt on my kid? Your kid needed an ass whooping. And that's on God. Shaboing. I got a lot of attitude today. You know what it is, y'all? It's the acetone. From the nail job, it's soaked into my brain. And I'm almost high. Like, I'm literally sitting in this basement sweating. Kind of fucked up. Just saying. But Kate, so let me get this straight. You somehow lost your daughter's number. Listen, I didn't know Jeff's number. We've been dating 10 years till about 8 months ago. I said, we don't know each other's numbers. When I went to the hospital in London, I was like, if I couldn't get in touch with you, I wouldn't know how to phone a friend. We kind of had that aha moment that we both needed to learn each other's numbers. I'm dyslexic with numbers. I take, you know, if it's 914, I'm going to go 419. 770 is 707. I fuck it up. You know, I know my mom's number, my sister's number, a couple other, I know my best friend's numbers, but if you get a new phone number, forget it. You better write down business cards and put them in every pocket in my car so I can find you. Program it in my phone yourself because I'm not going to know. But I love that I see you sitting on your island, watching a cooking show, playing a game, maybe doing a little Candy Crush. Little do you know, Emily and Madison upstairs whooping each other's asses. One of them's held hostage. Although I don't know what kind of weapon the two girls were using to hold each other hostage. Regardless, though, listen, you still get mom of the year. Shout out to all the moms who are out there just busting it up, keeping everybody healthy. Shout out to y'all. You know what you're doing. I sure as hell don't. But also Michigan. Michigan's like Florida. Its own place. Can I tell you, though? I heard when we are let out of this, I'm going to do this. There's apparently a rollerblade marathon around the Great Lakes. I think the Great Lakes are in Michigan. I think it's around Lake Erie. It's a full like 26.5 miles or however long a fucking marathon is. I would never run a marathon. I think that's the dumbest shit ever. Good for you. You're a runner. Go fuck yourself. But rollerblading? I'm a lady in the street, but a freak in some blades. I was looking up alternative marathons online and I saw that they had this. It's like a Michigan rollerblade marathon. I'm like, how much fucking fun would that be to blade around the Great Lakes? See you in September if it's open. I want to be a part of that. Okay, let's get to another one of our voicemails. I'm having fun. This is great.
Hey, Heather. My name is Emily, and I just wanted to leave you a voicemail to say thank you so much for making my Corin birthday. My friend DM'd the Italian Stallion to ask him to ask you to record a happy birthday for me, and you two made it happen. So I just wanted to leave you a voicemail really to say thank you to you and to Jeff for being so awesome. So my absolutely yes is all of us Pisces and Aries sticking together for our Corin birthdays. And honestly, my other absolutely yes is your real yet funny quarantine content, because I've had to unfollow a lot of quote influencers for their terribly out of touch quarantine content. So thanks for making us giggle. Hoping to see you in Austin in June. And thanks again and kisses to cute little Rigatoni. Thanks, Heather.
Emily, happy friggin' birthday. I'm glad you got our message. I just want to apologize. A lot of people send me DMs and I don't always see them. I say, if you want to get in touch with me, email my team. They will get that directly to me. I get thousands of DMs a day. And unfortunately, I just don't get to see them all. But Emily, you were smart. If you want something done, reach out to Jeff. He's kind of like my manager in a way. I mean, shout out to my manager, Maggie, but he's like, you know, a little bit of my manager. So Emily, happy birthday. I'm glad you got the message. I want to end this on a happy note. And listen, you know, fuck. Birthdays are, this is a shit show. I saw people's bar mitzvahs got canceled. Weddings getting canceled. Still don't know what's happening with mine. It's not till the end of September, but to be totally honest with you, I talked to my wedding planner. We have no idea what's going to happen because we don't know the state of Italy. You know, I don't know if it's fair to ask people to travel after this. I don't know if it's fair to ask people, hey, do you feel comfortable leaving the country? You haven't worked in 4 months. Do you feel comfortable spending money going to Europe? I don't know what the answer is. We are all trying to figure out the answers right now. But Emily, I'm glad that I could send you a birthday note and shout out to all the really and truly everybody since the beginning of the year. My Capricorns, my Aquarius, my Pisces, my Aries. We're about to go into Taurus season. Fucking hate Tauruses, but Taurus season. And fuck, we might even dabble into a little bit of Gemini. everybody who's had a birthday since January 1st, 2020, through whenever the hell we get out of this quarantine, we're throwing a party. I don't know if I need to do like a pop-up show somewhere where we get a DJ, we do a little comedy, and we just fucking dance party. I'll get it sponsored. I'm going to talk to my team about this. It's called a quarantine go fuck yourself birthday party. I'm getting all my star signs together and we're going to celebrate together because that's honestly right now all we can do. And you know what? We got our life. We got breath in our lungs. We have vision in our eyes. Unless you need LASIK and that's on God, you got to talk to him. But we're going to make it through this and we got to giggle and we got to be silly. And if it's your birthday, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go online, just fucking buy yourself something. I know we're not working right now, but buy yourself something reasonable. Get a little gift, pre-plan it. If you know your birthday's coming up next week, get yourself a puzzle. Get yourself Sudoku. Let's do something. Let's gift ourselves the gift of staying mentally sane, keeping that news off, taking our vitamin C, our oil of oregano, washing our hands. Yeah, it sucks that our birthdays and our weddings and our bar mitzvahs and our graduations and our proms and all this shit is being fucked up. But what I think the world is doing right now is resetting, recycling, and now we're going to have to learn something. And I'm not saying people passing is God sending a message. I don't think that at all. Look, my dad fucking died of cancer. As far as I'm concerned, people are like, everything happens for a reason. Shut the fuck up, Claire. Not Claire from Miami. We know that we like her on this podcast, but the other ones, what can we come out of this and learn from? All right. You know what? I needed to start doing Sudoku again. Guys, I'm telling you, order some Sudoku books on Amazon. That shit is brain fire power. I realize I watch so much fucking TV and shit. I've gotten so much dumber. If I haven't already killed all my brain cells from the acetone nail shop that I've been running out of my mom's kitchen today, I haven't used my brain in forever. You know, I write, but just to turn off the screens, this is what I want you to do. My next week's episode of the podcast, I want you, you got a week. You got a week to order a Sudoku book, maybe some Mensa brain games, get out a puzzle. Let's do something that's going to challenge us to take our mind off this shit and reconnect with what? The mind-body connection. If it's your birthday next week, get your puzzle. Pour yourself a glass of wine. If you're sober, a seltzer with a little bit of maraschino cherry, bada bing. Get your puzzle out. Turn on my podcast. And I'm going to leave you with this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everybody in quarantine. Do your Sudoku and stay the fuck home. See you guys in August and September on the road. And that's on God. Y'all stay safe, stay healthy, love and light. And I'll see you on the next episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. Bye, babies.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.